let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A healthy gut contributes to a strong immune system. Heart health, brain health, improved mood, healthy sleep, and effective digestion. It may even help prevent some cancers and autoimmune diseases. When you heal your gut and restore bacterial balance, your body is given the opportunity to regenerate. Immunity can increase and you will start to produce more of the beneficial bacteria, which can continue to fight back against the bad guys. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will give us a short Gut Health 101 course with some very important information on gut vitality that we should all know about to keep our gut running smoothly and in tip-top shape. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. You know, I love being with you every month, and it's always exciting when, even though we've worked together for years and years and decades, we have a topic we've never truly talked about before.
You know, it's interesting.
So this is very exciting.
Well, yeah, everything we've talked about, the importance of a healthy gut, we've never talked about before. We're going to jump into it here in a second. I want to take just a few seconds here at the beginning. You're here every month for decades, as you say, but maybe even centuries, when we talk about all these various holistic health items that are out there. In all of your travels, in dealing with all of your clients literally worldwide, do you see people getting more into natural healing? We hear so much about it. I wonder if it's just talk or people are actually following this.
You know, that's a great way to start this out because, and you know, I travel all over the country and the world, and I do virtual work with clients worldwide. And I see across this country and even over in the UK and Europe and Canada, I see that there's a rebirth of natural healing. And I think the wisdom of our grandparents, you know, my grandmother Fritzi, that we've talked about a lot, regarding natural remedies can play an important role in our health care today. A great deal of research is being done worldwide on the medicinal value of plants, including fruits, vegetables, herbs, and even spices, culinary spices. And I think each generation grows from experience. And over time, we have seen that the extreme overuse of antibiotics has created deadly antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And throughout the world, there's a growing concern that many illness-producing microorganisms, such as bacteria, and we're all talking about viruses lately, and
yes,
fungi and parasites, are becoming resistant to the drugs that are used to fight them. And one of the reasons these deadly viruses, germs, and bacteria have become resistant to medications is because of repeated use. And I think prevention of illness is always the key. But when one does get sick, understanding how to use natural remedies that have been proven throughout the centuries to help heal our bodies without harmful side effects can always be very helpful. So today we'll talk about some natural remedies to keep your gut in tip-top shape, no matter your age.
You know, it is interesting because I can remember not that many years ago, if you would sneeze, you're on the phone with the doctor. Can I come by and pick up an antibiotic? I just sneezed a couple of times an hour or so ago, and we really were over-relying on that, weren't we?
Yes, and that's the last thing you want if you have a cold. It just runs its course. You
yes.
just need to take care of it with rest and a lot of water and good foods, and I'll just say turmeric and vitamin C and zinc, and you boost your immune system.
And you do it with no long-term implications as well. So thank you for answering that question.
Right.
I've wondered about that. There's so many venues out there now, people talking about holistic health, natural health. Interesting that people are paying attention. So many of your books are devoted to that. A new one coming up that we'll touch on as we go through the program. Let's get back to the topic, the importance of a healthy gut. Does our gut do more than digest all of the foods we eat, which for most of us, that's what we think the role of the gut is?
Yes, that our whole life centers around what we eat all day long.
Exactly.
I think more than a few people may be surprised to hear that the digestive system, or the gut, you know, aka the gut digestive system, does way more than digest food. Immune system support and flushing out toxins and transferring nutrients from the food you eat to the rest of your body are just three of the major functions carried out by your beautiful gut. And in effect, the gut's activities and its ability to carry them out actually impact, Rick, every aspect of your health, not just physically, but even emotionally and mentally.
We're talking about the importance of a healthy gut. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is holistic health expert and best-selling author, Susan Smith Jones, Ph.D. Our website, SusanSmithJones.com. All this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Interesting what you say. What health issues, illnesses maybe, can be caused by having poor digestive system health?
Yes, and I talk about this in great detail in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness.
I love that.
But briefly, yes, a healthy gut naturally will translate into a healthy body. I think most people don't understand the importance of your gut. It's kind of inside. You eat every day. You use the bathroom. You think everything's going on well. And shortly, I'm going to give you a little test to see how healthy your gut is and look at your transit time. But if your gut's not healthy, it does pave the way for sickness and disease to develop in a number of ways. Just having, Rick, an unhealthy gut can lead to hypertension, high blood pressure, allergy issues, heart disease, and even depression.
All linked to this is so kids, don't take your gut for granted. I mean, it's there, it's serving a valuable purpose. Let's talk about the organs involved in gut health and maybe some of the good, the bad bacteria that set up home in our gut. If I'm reading the stories correctly, watching TV commercials, that type of thing, we have things living in our guts.
Yeah, we have billions of things living in our gut. And your digestive system encompasses a whole group of organs that work together to digest and metabolize the nutrients, as well as, thankfully, eliminate all the waste. And along with your stomach and the intestines, most people think, well, my gut is my stomach and my small intestines. But you also have to remember there's the mouth, the esophagus, the pancreas, the gallbladder, the colon, and the rectum, and they all play key roles in keeping the gut working as it should. I think what many people don't know is that your gut's health ultimately determines how healthy you feel, whether physically, emotionally, or mentally. And you see, the digestive tract is not unlike an ecosystem in that it contains trillions. Now, I'm not saying hundreds or billions, but trillions of good, yeah, all inside you right now, Rick, trillions of good and bad bacteria, or we call it gut flora. And the good bacteria promote healthy digestion and regular bowel movements. Those little pesky bad bacteria hamper these processes in harmful ways because too many bad bacteria can sicken the body over time and even increase your risk for cancer. And while each person's gut flora is unique, kind of like your fingerprints, taking steps to promote and maintain a healthy population of good bacteria can go a long way toward creating a healthy gut environment.
Well, let's take that a step further. Can you give us some maybe specific areas on ways that the healthy gut can impact our overall health? And obviously it does.
Yes, yes. And because, you know, our time's always limited, we don't have 3 hours, let me just say that go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And today I have posted a blog about the ABCs of probiotics, digestive enzymes, and gut health. And I have a search bar. And if you want to learn, because this is such an important topic for health, if you want to learn more about this, there's on the search bar at SusanSmithJones.com, try probiotics and digestive enzymes and water and detoxification. And multiple articles will come up with lots of scientific studies, so you can get much more information than we can cover today. But on your question about healthy gut and how it impacts overall health, one of the jobs of the digestive system is to extract nutrients from the foods we eat. And that's one reason why you always want to chew your foods well. Half of the digestion's really done in your mouth. I watch people often if I'm out at a restaurant alone or traveling, and they take like 4 to 5 bites, and then they swallow the food. And you've got to do about, it's called Fletcherizing. You've got to do like 20 to 30 chews to get the food that you're eating into a liquid before you swallow it. So much of your carbohydrate digestion is done in your mouth. So what happens then is from the food we eat, we extract the nutrients and we transport them into the bloodstream so the body can use them. And this is something that a healthy gut does really well and efficiently. The good bacteria that line the walls of the small intestines coordinate this process, millions of these good bacteria. And then the gut's ability to send nutrients to the bloodstream also relies on the health of the barrier, and that's called the gut mucosa. The gut mucosa that separates your beautiful digestive tract from the rest of your body. And also lined with bacteria, the cells of this gut mucosa actually transport very actively molecules of proteins, vitamins, minerals into the bloodstream. And then the bloodstream, in all of its wisdom, carries these nutrients to individual cells throughout the body. Remember, you have approximately 70 trillion cells in your body. So all of this is orchestrated by the amazing gut that is in your body that most people take for granted until something goes wrong with it.
You know, it's so fascinating what you're saying. If we have stomach issues, we blame our gut. The gut takes the heat, and it could be the mouth. I mean, this chewing is fascinating.
It could be the mouth.
Well, yeah. It could be your teeth.
It just could be your mouth. You know how you run off at the mouth.
Well, yeah.
Yes, your mouth is getting a lot of chew. You know, and so maybe today when you're eating meals, just focus. Be mindful. Count how many times you chew before you swallow. And listen, we've had shows on oral care before, and on my website I have 3 webinars. You know, just go and you can put the names, and one's on oral care, one's on detoxification, one is about how to exercise and stay motivated. But when you go back to the mouth, you have to think too. You've got to have healthy teeth, good oral care. Because if you're losing your teeth and you don't take care of your teeth, it's hard to chew your foods well.
That is so much information.
So it's like a whole thing. It's holistic, working together.
And all this information, so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Boy, time going by so quickly. Let's talk about if your diet is unwholesome. And certainly somebody out there is going to think my diet probably falls into that category at least some days. Can the gut protect us against consuming unhealthy foods, such as processed junk foods and the like? And can it work to our favor? Can it help us? Can it help us prevent doing damage to ourselves?
Very good question. Now, the foods we eat may well provide the body with all these essential nutrients, but incoming food also exposes the gut to bad bacteria, viruses, other disease-causing organisms. And the healthy, when I say healthy, it means if you take good care of your gut. A healthy gut has a way of sterilizing and detoxifying these harmful materials before they can impact your body's health. You've got stomach acid and enzymes that sterilize incoming food. And then the small intestines also comes and helps us with detoxifying food materials. Now, within that small intestines, you know, and it goes stomach and then small intestines and then large intestines, and then the back door really is that rectum. And within the small intestines, there's small clusters of lymphoid tissue known as Peyer's patches, and they work to identify harmful materials and trigger the body's immune response when necessary. So not surprisingly, the types of foods we eat have a tremendous bearing on gut health, and the type of food we eat also impacts how well the gut is able to respond to disease-causing materials.
You know, it's so fascinating, so much to talk about. I'm going to take a break here. Come back, I want to talk about the role of probiotics for immunity. I mentioned that in the introduction, the role that the gut plays in immunity and keeping us healthy, and we'll do that. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. The topic is the importance of a healthy gut, and we're back on today's This Week in America after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., author of many books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. New book coming out that we'll have Dr. Susan talk about that in a couple of minutes. Topic today, the importance of a healthy gut. And in the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, you write about a very important role of probiotics for immunity, also in protecting women from breast cancer, for example. Could you talk about how taking a probiotic supplement, we see them advertised all the time, might benefit all women and why they should take one?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I was just thinking, often we say to someone, what is your gut telling you?
Yes.
You know, in other words, what is your intuition telling you? And, you know, so that, and your gut has so much to do with your emotions. You just need to tune into it more. So it's your intuitive side, but it's also where you've got all these good and bad bacteria. And I love your question. And probiotic organisms in the colon will play an important role in protecting women from breast cancer. You often don't think that how healthy my colon is might affect the breast, but it does, because the friendly bacteria break down any extra estrogen that is secreted by the liver into the colon and can reduce levels of harmful byproducts. That's really important. And I would never not take a probiotic. You just don't know if you're getting everything you need in your diet to create prebiotics and probiotics in your colon. You don't want to take a chance. And get out a pen and paper. I'm about to give you a telephone number. But let me first say that they're in flax seeds are really important for everyone to eat. You can make your own flaxseed meal by getting a little nut grinder or a coffee grinder that you dedicate for nuts and seeds. It takes 5 seconds. You pour in the flaxseeds, put the lid on, press the button. 5 seconds later, you have fresh meal, fresh flaxseed meal. And you don't want to buy it at the store because you don't know how many months it's been sitting shelf. And it's got a lot of vitamin E in it and good oils, and it can go rancid. So once a week, I make a cup of it, and I put it in an airtight container in the fridge, and then I use it up within a week and on foods, you know, in smoothies. You can put whole flax seeds in smoothies, but the meal is so good. Sometimes I just mix it into water and drink it down. Now flax seeds have something in them called lignans. That's their real therapeutic component. And bacteria in the colon convert compounds in flaxseed into powerful inhibitors of breast cancer. So if you've got breast cancer in your family, in your history, if you've got breast cancer, if you want to prevent it, women, you should have 1 to 2 tablespoons of fresh flaxseed meal. You mill it, the meal. And it's so easy to make, and it's so less expensive than buying it in the store. So you want to get the lignans that are in flaxseed. Again, you can just use the whole flaxseed and throw them in a blender when you make smoothies. Now, for 10, maybe 12 years, I've taken what I feel is the best probiotic. It's from the E3 Live company. It's raw. it's live, and you want to make sure that your probiotic has multiple strains of bifidobacterial and lactobacillus and galacto-oligosaccharides as a good prebiotic. So I've done all the research for you. And by the way, if you take a course of antibiotics, you want to take extra probiotic supplements until the antibiotic is stopped, then you can return to a normal dose. But the ones I get, and I also take digestive enzymes. As you get older, you don't have the strength and efficacy of your digestive enzymes as you did in your 20s, 30s, and teens. So I before a meal, I take digestive enzymes from E3 Live, and then I take their wonderful, it's called E3 Probiotic 50 Billion. That's what you want, and it's not expensive. And their toll-free number in Oregon is 1-888-870-70. And you can just ask their product specialists any personal health questions you have, and they'll guide you on what to get. So I take E3 probiotics, and I take the E3 digestive enzymes, and the toll-free number is 888-800-7070. If you're calling outside of America, their number is 541-273-2212. Okay. And that's Pacific time, by the way.
Okay, and all that information, we're giving you a whole lot here. We, Dr. Susan's giving you a whole lot of information on our website, susansmithjones.com. Want to ask about the gut health affecting our mental health. I touched on that briefly in the introduction. I'd read that. How does that work?
So, you know, you've heard of chronic digestive issues like IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, other functional bowel problems. And these people who are affected by these disorders already know how a stressful day can further irritate the digestive problems. You know, recent research I read just in the last month on the effects of anxiety and depression on gastrointestinal health reveal that the gut may be affecting your emotional state just as much as emotions affect the gut. And not long ago, sometime last year, researchers discovered what's called the second brain that resides inside the walls of your digestive tract. The second brain is in constant communication with the first brain that's up in your head. And the second brain, also known as enteric nervous system, is made up of, get this, Rick, 100 million nerve cells.
Wow.
That line the digestive tract. It's hard to wrap your brain around this. And researchers believe that these nerve cells trigger emotional swings in people affected by chronic digestive conditions. And this means when irritation or inflammation affect your gut, the risk of developing symptoms of depression or anxiety will increase.
So there is a connection. It's interesting you're talking about what are trillions with these nerve cells. Who counts these? Do they have interns that come in and count? I just wondered as we were going through that. It's like, wow. I mean, the numbers in our body are staggering. And it's just such a beautiful machine if it's running right. And all of this information, the topic specifically, the importance of a healthy gut, but all of this information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. What diet do you recommend to maintain a healthy gut? And mention some of maybe your favorite probiotic, prebiotic foods that we all should be eating. It would help us all if we ate better. And I want to write these down, be specific. Many people at home will be doing the same thing. And maybe give us a food preparation tip as well. For many people, we're hearing about these foods for the first time and have no idea how you eat them.
Yes. Now, listen, I don't know many people who are as dedicated to a healthy diet as I am, but I still want to be safe, and I'll take the probiotic I told you about. But I also am aware of the foods I eat because I want to eat probiotic foods and prebiotic foods. But keep in mind that it's all but impossible to maintain a healthy gut when the bulk of your diet consists of what? Processed foods, meats, sugar, and little to no fiber content. Fiber is only found in plant-based foods. And all these processed foods only irritate and inflame the intestinal tract, leading to some of those issues I talked about, like IBS. And also expose your gut to an increased number of harmful bad bacteria and disease-causing agents. And on the other hand, when you eat a diet high in fiber and lots of good raw fruits and vegetables and healthy fats like flaxseed, seeds, and nuts, and avocado, one of your favorite foods, and essential nutrients, this not only feeds the body's nutritional needs, but it also supports healthy nutrient absorption and regular bowel movement. So listen to this. You could eat all the best foods in the world, but if your gut is not healthy, if you don't have all those good millions of good friendly flora bacteria, then it's hard for your body to extract all the nutrients from the food and then send them to every cell in your body. And remember, I've talked about this with you before. You got to make sure you're never constipated. That will just mess up your whole gut. And you want to make sure you have that good big bowel movement every day. And as I always say to you, if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds each day. You know, the more the merrier throughout the day. And if you want to test your transit time, take a ear of corn and take off the husk and the silk part on the outside, and then cut off some raw kernels, about 2 tablespoons worth. You're not cooking it. You're just taking raw kernels of corn. And then take a big glass of water and take these kernels into your mouth. You don't chew. You just swallow like they're vitamin supplements. You might need to chew just a little bit to get them down. And then record the time that you took them. And then, Rick, you record the time that you see them looking back up at you again in the bathroom, if you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
And you and so how much time goes by there? A lot of people say, I have good bowel movements, and I'm in the flow, and everything's regular. But most of the clients that see me that want to have overall magnificent, vibrant health, I ask them to do this for me at their own time, and they just report to me the time. And if you don't see the corn looking back up at you again, those little slightly chewed kernels, in 24, 48, sometimes 72 hours, you got to work on detoxifying your whole digestive tract. And I've got 2, maybe 3 chapters in Wired for High Level Wellness on how to completely detoxify your body and get you in tip-top shape. But the ideal transit time should be around 12 to, at the very most, 16 hours. So maybe next time we talk next month, you let all of us know, Rick, your transit time.
Well, yes. And a matter of fact, because a lot of people can't wait, I'm just going to post it on my bowel blog between now and then to make sure that everybody knows, and you can explain it to people, ask what you're doing.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
And so, listen, you wanted to know about food. So the diet I recommend in Wired for High Level Wellness not only is great to boost your immunity, help you lose weight, give you energy, make you look 10 years younger in 30 days. You give me 30 days, 1 month, and I can have you looking and feeling and being physiologically 10 years younger. Really, who doesn't want that? But the diet is made up of whole fruits and vegetables, vegetable juice, nuts and seeds, organic whole grains, legumes, lean protein, and eating as many plant-based foods is possible is good because it feeds the good bacteria in your gut while also cleansing and detoxifying, kind of like a broom, sweeping out the digestive tract and helping that peristalsis action along the way. And whole foods nourish the gut flora and strengthen its defenses against harmful materials. And these conditions work to maintain a healthy gut for the long term. You want it for the long term, not just feeling good this weekend because you have a big, exciting date. You want this in the long term. And also greatly reduce your risk of developing any chronic disease in all its forms. And some of the foods, now they're probiotic and prebiotic. Prebiotic help you build up the flora and all the good bacteria. Probiotic are foods that also do the same. So you need a combo of both. Probiotic, one of the best probiotic foods, is one of your favorites. Can you guess what it is?
Licorice?
You have it every day.
Yogurt.
Yes, yes, very good, because it's a fermented food, and you can get that either dairy or a plant paste. There's also another probiotic food people know about is sauerkraut. There's kimchi. There's kvass. That's a fermented beet drink. There's natto, that's a Japanese food made from fermented soybeans. There's miso, kombucha. You can even eat raw cheese from goats or sheep milk if you eat dairy. Those are probiotics. But here are some prebiotic foods, things that are more common to you, because this will help with the flora, the good beneficial bacteria. Asparagus. Artichokes and artichoke hearts, onions, broccoli. I'm going to say something about broccoli and leafy greens in a moment. Leeks, garlic, that wonderful pungent bulb that not only it's antiviral, antibacterial, antiparasitic, and it completely boosts your immune system and also helps to lower blood pressure. So eat a lot of garlic. Raw honey, jicama, flax seeds I already talked about, bananas, barely ripe bananas. Isn't this funny? Normally you'd want to eat a ripe banana because it's a little bit sweeter with the dark spots on the peeling. But it's a barely ripe plantain and banana, which is a good prebiotic food. Now, sprouted whole grains and sprouts, like alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, all kinds of sprouts you can buy. But better yet, get my book, Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenating with Homemade Sprouts. I've been sprouting since my grandmother taught me as a teenager. There's always sprouts growing in the corner of my kitchen because 1/2 cup of broccoli sprouts a day will reduce your risk of getting cancer by about 50%.
Wow.
So that's another good book. Let me say something about greens. You want to eat as many leafy greens as you can. A couple years ago, I read a review of 206, Rick, human epidemiological studies, not animal, but human, 206. And green vegetables showed the strongest protective effect against cancer, heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, and high blood pressure compared to all other foods. And yet, unfortunately, one in about 500 Americans consumes enough calories from vegetables to assure this defense. So if you ever asked me, what is the most healthy, nutritious, nutrient-dense food I could eat, it would be any green vegetable, leafy greens and any green vegetable. And this consumption is associated with with protection against all kinds of disease. So the cornerstone of whatever diet you eat, your heart healthy, cancer protective, longevity favorable diet should be to eat as many raw and steamed vegetables as you can. And the more of these superfoods you eat, the higher the nutrient density your diet will be. Because most vegetables, a lot of people don't even know this, are higher in nutrient density than any other food. And many vegetables contain more protein per calorie than meat. You know, you think, how do the cows or horses get their protein?
Yeah.
They eat the grass. And these foods have more calcium per calorie than milk. For example, the wonderful lettuce, romaine lettuce, I love it. I eat about a head of it a day. is a rich powerhouse containing hundreds of cancer-fighting nutrients and gets 50% of its calories from protein, and you wouldn't think this either, and 18% of its calories from unsaturated fat. Kale is even higher in protein than romaine lettuce. It's like one of the kings of the leafy greens, along with spinach, and has over 20% more calcium per calorie than milk. And let me just say something else about spinach. It's such a wonderful, versatile vegetable because almost any dish you make can be enhanced by adding spinach, even juices and smoothies. This dark leafy green vegetable packs a lot of bang for your buck. It's rich in beta-carotene and vitamin C and E. These are all antioxidants that boost your immunity. And you think beta-carotene, but isn't that usually in orange foods? And it usually is in a lot of orange foods like sweet potatoes and apricots and cantaloupe. But in spinach, the presence of chlorophyll, that green coloring, which is a rejuvenator and detoxifier, overshadows the beta-carotene, causing the plant to be green, not orange. That's interesting to me. And also, the phytonutrients, the plant nutrients in spinach, are associated with a increased immune function. And then kale, like spinach, kale is rich in beta-carotene, C and E again, but it also gives you folate. That's a B vitamin known to be an immune booster. And you want to eat as many of these leafy green vegetables as you can every day. So Popeye was smart. Popeye knew about spinach. And broccoli, let me say something about beautiful broccoli. It has over 1,000 nutrients in broccoli. And the broccoli sprouts, and you never know how old they are in a store. You just never know. It takes 2 minutes a day, and in 4 days, you'll have a whole huge jar, quart jar of broccoli sprouts, and they are much more nutritious than even the broccoli that takes about 77 days to grow. But broccoli protects your immune system, and broccoli is rich in the chlorophyll, but broccoli also has something in it. It's called it's got a receptor in our body that when you take in broccoli, you receive a molecule from the vegetable that when activated, our lymphocytes, these are the white blood cells in our lymphatic system, are alert and more stimulated in our body that, maybe some incoming toxins and pathogens may be coming in, and I want to, you know, have all of these good white blood cells, this army of soldiers in line to get rid of them. Kale, by the way, is a cruciferous vegetable, you know, like cauliflower, like broccoli.
Oh, yes.
All these cruciferous vegetables, our immune cells have a receptor on them that's designed to receive a molecule from cruciferous vegetables. So really, make these part of your diet every day. Have either some kale, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. You know, these are all forms of cruciferous vegetables that improve your gut health, improve your immunity, help to prevent cancer. So, and then let me summarize by saying the best and most favorable foods for it's called your microbiome in your gut. In terms of raw, eat cruciferous vegetables, green vegetables, kale, broccoli, scallions, and onions. In terms of cooked foods, cooked beans and cooked mushrooms are also very good probiotic foods.
So much information. You'll find all this and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. And at the end of the program, let's wrap up by talking about where you can get copies of your latest book, and let's find out what the latest book is, because Wired for High Level Wellness will be moving down now. We've got a new one that will be at the top of the shelf. Also, where on the website, you should sign up for the free Healthy Living newsletter. I keep mentioning the website, the newsletter, all the information you have there. And the newsletter, what can we see this month, for example? Give us an idea what's in a current issue of the newsletter.
Yeah, well, you'll get lots of delicious recipes. And by the way, in Wired for High Level Wellness, it's 18 chapters. And then at the end of the book, I also have some really great, delicious recipes. One of the recipes is how to make nut milk at home, almond milk and other nut milks.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a good pre and probiotic for your body, too. So if you go to SusanSmithJones.com, right on the homepage, it says free monthly healthy living newsletters. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up. And in the current one, you'll learn more about gut health and heart health and brain health. And I have lots of jokes and beautiful photos. Oh, and how to get ready for springtime and detoxify your body. Lots of great info. And if you go in the navigation bar, remember, if you go to blog, you'll get a whole article on the ABCs of probiotics and digestive enzymes. You can go there today. And if you click on new book, you'll see info on Wired for High Level Wellness. I designed that book to go with the new one called Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, because this is actually from workshops I've given all around the world for the last decade, and I want to do some less traveling than I've been doing in the past, and so I put all of this valuable info that literally people pay a lot of money to come to workshops and retreats, but I have it all in two simple books, Wired for High Level Wellness and the companion book, Uplifted. Together, they make the perfect, complete set if you want to be your very best physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to say goodbye to disease. You know, it is more. I'm sorry to have to report this to you, but it's more than just eating a healthy, colorful diet, getting enough shut-eye, and jogging around the block. You also want to be mentally and spiritually balanced and calm and focused and energized and joyful. And if you ever ask yourself things like, why am I so overwhelmed with life? Why am I not looking any better? I've lost my joy of living. I'm feeling a little off kilter. These two beautiful, beautiful books, the best books I've ever written in my life, together we'll address all of this. It's really about balance. Balance is the key, and I don't want to just have you feel better for something special coming up over the weekend. I want it to be a long-term result you have, where you wake up without aches and pains, you sleep well, you're positive, you're happy, disease is a thing of the past, and this is how you can live. So these two books together, Wired for High Level Wellness and Uplifted, are the perfect companion set to give you anything you need. And then you get the rest of the info on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and from the monthly newsletters. You only get them once a month at the end of the month for the next month. I do not inundate you with email. You'll hear from me once a month. And on occasion in my emails, I'll give you a PDF for a previous book, a past book, where you just get it free as a gift from me, and only the people who sign up, my extended family, see these newsletters. The general public never, ever, never sees them, and I like it that way. It's just for the special people who sign up.
And you'll be looking forward to getting your Healthy Living newsletters free. All of this information, again, at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Looking forward to talking about Uplifted, and we'll be doing that on upcoming shows. That book, along with all of her others, including Wired for a High Level Wellness, on her website, wherever books are sold. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Looking forward to having you back with us next month. Another important topic, I'm sure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I look forward to our next visit.
Susan Smith Jones, our guest. Her website, susansmithjones.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.